And I'm Ashley Thompson.
This is VOA News. Reporting by remote, I'm David Byrd. The Pentagon has reversed itself over a drone strike last month in Afghanistan that killed 10 civilians, AP's Sagar Magani reports.
Days after the strike, Joint Chiefs Chairman Mark Milley had said it was a valid attack against an Islamic State extremist.
And it was a righteous strike.
But a Pentagon investigation now shows it was something different.
The strike was a tragic mistake.
General Frank McKenzie, who heads U.S. Central Command, says the military believed it struck a vehicle that posed an imminent threat to forces at Kabul's airport.
We now assess that it is unlikely that the vehicle and those who died were associated with ISIS-K or were a direct threat to U.S. forces.
It was the final strike of America's longest war, and McKenzie says the U.S. is considering reparation payments to the victims' families. Sagar Magani, Washington.
Advisors at the U.S. Food and Drug Administration have rejected recommending widespread use of a third dose of Pfizer's coronavirus vaccine, AP's Ed Donahue reports.
The vote was 16-2 against three doses, a setback for the White House. Advisor Dr. Michael Carilla says they need more data.
We need to target the boosters right now, specifically to the people who are likely to be at high risk, and it's an older population, it's immunocompromised.
And the advisors later voted to recommend the extra dose to those people. Advisor Dr. Amanda Cohn at the CDC says the focus should stay on two doses.
It is clear that the unvaccinated are driving transmission.
The Biden administration was hoping for the three-dose recommendation to shore up protection from the Delta variant. Ed Donahue, Washington.
A down day on Wall Street, with the Dow Jones Industrials losing 0.48%, the S&P 500 and the NASDAQ.